I miss Grandma, so I'm glad she's coming to visit us. She's a lot of fun to spend time with.
I bet she misses you a lot, too. Without you, it's like she's missing a piece of herself. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids, and I'm so glad that you're listening. My name is Zach. You know, I love my grandma. She's one of my biggest fans and is super encouraging about whatever I do. If you have relatives like that too, it's important that you stay in touch with them. Send a letter or a text message to let them know that you care. That's what the Bible is. It's a message from God letting you know that He loves you, enough to send Jesus to die on the cross. Romans 5:8 reminds us, "But God showed His great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners." Our story today is called A Puzzling Gift. "Puzzles!" Camilla exclaimed when she and her brother opened the package that had just been delivered. "Grandma sent one for each of us." "She sent us a letter, too," Santiago said, holding up an envelope. "Look, it's taped shut, and she wrote a message on it. It says, 'Don't open this envelope until you've both finished your puzzle.'" Santiago frowned. "I wonder what it's for." Camilla and Santiago dumped their puzzle pieces on the kitchen table and began putting them together. "I'm missing a piece," Santiago said when he finally added the last piece he had to his puzzle. "I'm missing one too," said Camilla. "It leaves a hole in my puzzle. Maybe we dropped them somewhere." Camilla looked all over the floor while Santiago searched the wrapping paper and boxes, but they couldn't find the missing pieces. "Do you think it's okay to open our letter even though the puzzles aren't quite done?" Santiago asked. Their mother nodded, so they quickly opened the envelope. "Are you missing something?" Camilla read aloud. "I am too. I miss each of you, so I'm coming to visit next week. Love, Grandma." When Grandma came, she gave each of the kids a small package. Opening hers, Camilla found the missing puzzle piece and a bead bracelet. Santiago got his missing piece and a keychain. "All right," said Camilla. "Next time we put our puzzles together, they won't have holes in them anymore." "No, but without the holes, don't forget that I miss you when I can't see you. When I'm not able to spend time with you, I feel like there's a hole in my heart," Grandma said, giving them each a hug. "Do you know who else wants to spend time with you?" "Our friends?" asked Camilla. Grandma smiled. "I'm sure they do, but I was thinking of Jesus. He has a special message for you, too." "He does?" Santiago asked. "What's the message?"
"The message is His word, the Bible," Grandma replied. "Even though you can't see Him, He wants you to know how much He loves you and that He's always there to help you and guide you. Spend time with Him by reading His word and taking it to heart." So how about you? Do you keep in touch with friends and relatives you don't see often? When you miss them, do you send them an email or a text message? Jesus has a very important message He wants you to read. His word, the Bible. He wants you to know how much He loves you and that you can always trust Him. Even though you can't see Him, you can get to know Jesus better by reading His message to you. Our key verse is found in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1.
"Do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands."
And our key thought today, spend time with Jesus in His word. Do you love it when the leaves begin to change colors and it gets a little bit cooler? I live in Florida, and fall just means the temperature goes from really hot to less hot. But I still love traditions like apple cider and pumpkin-flavored things. This year, Keys for Kids Radio is celebrating fall with Harvest Week, October 25 through 31. Tune in for special topics on air with Steve and Dylan, interviews with Seeds Family Worship, and fall-themed crafts. Listen during the last full week of October at keysforkids.net. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.